Welcome to the Boys Cast, the official podcast of the boys, the three gents, the three retards. I'm one of your hosts, Jiren, or Will. And then we have Logan, slash Sky. Then we have...
Saw.
Then we have Nexus, slash Alex. How are you?
I'm the one that... the one.
Okay. So we have a story to tell today, guys. That's, pretty nerve-wracking, at least it was for me and Alex at the time. I mean, what do you think about it, Alex? How nerve-wracking was it?
I almost pooped myself, not gonna lie.
I threw up during the story, like, hardcore. So let's get started. I guess I'll start off with, like, what happened to me during the morning. So I woke up, this was Friday, and this carried into Saturday. I woke up and was going to school, and there was a house that had burned down at the end of my road. There was a coffin outside of it, like a singular coffin, with a cross on top of it, and it was kind of weird because a kid had died a couple years ago, right? Where like at that place where the coffin was, basically. So it was kind of creepy. And then my dad didn't believe me, so we went around and turned back and saw it. He's like, "That's really weird because a kid died there." I was like, "Oh, okay." And so we got to school and. I didn't think much of it at the time. So we went through our day and whatnot, and then comes the afternoon, and me and Alex here, we're heading over to Josh's house, our friend. And we kind of followed him around for a while in a really retarded fashion.
Yeah.
We stood behind him and like followed him everywhere, like walked his girlfriend out to her car with him. Like stood behind him. And we rode the bus to his house, and that was a fun trip, wouldn't you say, Alex?
Yeah.
Like, there was a bunch of retards on it, like, mega retards. And so, we got to Josh's house, and, what do we do when we got there? I actually don't, what all did we do once we got there?
We didn't do much until, you know, we went outside and played football with his dad and brother.
You got an STD. that was his dad's pretty cool. And what time did we go out? Like what time did we go out, do you think?
Like 10 minutes after we arrived.
No, I meant like into the woods. So like okay.
Oh, into the woods?
Let me film up this for you guys. You get to Josh's house, you go in his house. He's got a backyard, but then he has a fence there that has a gate, and when you go back in there, you keep going over this hill, then there's, behind that's a bunch of woods and farmer's fields and stuff like that. And that's where all this takes place, but we get there, and it was pretty cold, probably in the 40s when we first went out, 30s. So we get there, and we go outside, and did we have weapons with us at this time?
We didn't
carry weapons with
us. No, because we went over to the hill and found that dead cow carcass.
Well, yeah, let's go into that. You tell about that.
Oh, well, we were exploring an area where, I guess Josh has never explored. And, there was this farmer, this farmer owned his farm, he tended cows, right? Well, we went up there to the hill to explore it and look out the view, and then I found this white thing just sitting there. It was the cow's leg.
It still had tendon on it and stuff.
Yeah. And then we sprinted up the other hill and found the rest of the cow's carcass.
Oh, it smelled bad. Apart. We attempted to play xylophone, like play it as a xylophone. I started beating it.
Yeah.
And that was cool. That was a good time. We made some memories. Yeah, we did have knives then, because remember the photos we took?
Oh, yeah. We had the hatchet, the little knife, and then, yeah.
The machete, yeah. Oh. That was a fun experience. And then coming down the hill, the two buncos left me. They left me behind, and I started having an asthma attack going down the hill. And I just, like, I got to a fence, and I'm short. I'm short and fat. And so I sat down, like, they crossed the fence and stared at me, and I was like, how am I going to get over? I can't push this down myself. It's a barbed wire fence, so I just sat down. In the middle of a field, and just looked at them having an asthma attack. And so, I ended up getting over the fence in some ungodly way. I almost stepped in cow crap. And I caught back up to them. Then we had pizza. And my lord, I think we drank probably all together like... What was that noise?
That was a car going by my house, sorry.
Jesus. We had like 4 boxes of pizza, a cookie cake, like 16 Mountain Dews, like all together.
I had 2 Coca-Colas, a Mountain Dew, and a bunch of water.
I had like probably 7 Mountain Dews, a Coca-Cola, 2 waters, multiple slices of pizza. I mean, we're talking big bungus here, you know? Lots of pizza. And we played Madden after that, and oh, that was, you tell about that, Alex, that was pretty bad.
God, I was with his little brother, and his little brother does not know how to choose plays and play the game. Jesus.
Yeah. The build-up to this...
He went up to, like, 60 to, what, 14?
Yeah, me and Josh had 60 points.
Yeah.
I promise the rest of the story gets much better once we get into the actual fun part. Or the scary part, I guess. What did we do after that? I don't actually remember.
That was when we started, like, we, crap. I think before that, didn't we play the, flashlight tag, or was it after?
No, that was after, because we hadn't gone out yet.
Yeah, that's what we went to next, after that.
Yeah. Tell about that. Tell about, what you and Jacob did. Let's see it from your perspective, how you and Jacob were hiding. Well, we went outside.
I mean, it was
normal. Like, we went outside, and it was really dark, really cold.
Yeah.
And we had me, Josh, Alex, and Josh's little brother, who's afraid of the dark. And so we went to woods. It was 2 teams, me and Josh versus Alex and Jacob. And then we crossed over to the fence into the woods. Alex and Jacob stayed back at the fence, and me and Josh went and hide. Tell your perspective what y'all did and whatnot.
Well, we started out being near the shed or whatever, and you guys had hit about how far away would you say?
Maybe a little bit less than a quarter mile.
And of course, we found you, whatever. Then we hit, I think that was when we hit under the brush. You found it was just a back and forth until about the third seeking round, I guess. Yeah.
Because hold on. I got something to add. Yeah, it was me and Josh were hiding after we had found Alex and Jacob in the bushes or in the brush. And when we hid, Josh said, "Hey dude, what's that light?" And we were really, really quiet. And we looked over, and this is a light pointing at us, right? It would not move. And we kept hearing like a ticking. It sounded like, hold on, let's see if I can get a pencil, like every couple seconds or whatnot. And we were like, what is that, dude? Is that one of them? And the light never moved at all. It was really creepy. And so eventually they came and they found us, and we said, hey, look at that light. And it turns out it was just a pole, a light pole or something like that. But Jacob started getting scared of the dark after that.
When you guys saw that light, after we had found you, you guys were talking about, you know, weird noises, whatever. Then that's when we switched teams. Josh.
Yeah, we decided we would switch teams for a round. Josh, yeah. And Jacob and me and Alex.
Josh and his little brother, and then me and you, yeah. And that's when me and you devised a plan when they went off to go hide.
Yeah,
to
they
go
went
around and scare them.
Yeah, they went, like, to the edge of the forest that we were at, and there was a fence down at the bottom of it that separated Josh's land from the farmer's field, right? And our plan was, yeah, we'll go down there. We know where they are. We'll sneak down there, go around, and scare them from behind, because we were only going to be on teams for one round. Well, that didn't go as planned.
Yeah, when we did that, right, we started hearing a bunch of weird noises, and literally this one noise, I can't remember what it was exactly, but it was like this branch falling or something stepping on something, and we froze. We were paralyzed.
Dude. Yeah, and then, I have to add in one thing. For a while there, I was just falling behind Alex. I kept picking up sticks and throwing them.
Yeah.
And freaking the crap out of
him. Get me, like, he got me for a few times, and then I figured out, yeah. It was him. You got me a couple times after I figured out, too.
Yeah, but apparently while this was going on, Josh and Jacob were moving. And so we were thought we were going south, right? So we think we were. Yeah, we were going south. Kind of southwest.
It would be so much better if you drew it on something.
Yeah, I wish we could.
But, okay, so picture a square. We were at the bottom of the square.
They were towards about, the middle, towards the south part of it.
Yeah, they were about the right middle-ish area. Yeah,
and towards the top of it as well.
Yeah.
And so we were going to go down.
Oh, yeah. You want to tell it?
No, you go. You go.
So we were going to go around. We didn't because we got scared, whatever. So we went back up to where we had started. And by then they had moved up some and to the left some. That was when we moved up there and they heard us coming, so they moved again.
Somehow we didn't hear them. I didn't hear them. Alex did.
I heard them move a little bit, but I kept continuing in the direction that we were going ahead.
Yeah, and then it starts to get really weird around here. So yeah, from my perspective. I didn't see anyone. Mm-mm. Like, I didn't hear anyone move. And I said, all right, I give up. And we heard something down south, back where we were originally heading. So we turned around and we went down there. And did we keep hearing anything in between that time before you said the stuff that's about to happen?
No, because that was about the time when you started saying, I give up. And I shouted, Josh, and they said, what? And that's when we heard it.
We assumed that Josh had said what, and it came from the south. It was a very clear what. So we went down there, and we kept walking. I said, I give up, and then we heard something, like something move. So I was like, yeah, they're down there. I said, yeah, we found you guys. And then Alex said, Josh, and we heard what? And
we heard what? So the thing was, we heard what? We moved up. Let's pop it back again. When we started moving up, we also did it. I said Josh, and they said what? So we moved up there, and then second I said Josh, right? And you said I give up, and then I said Josh, and then we heard what in the south, and when we went down there, we reached the dead end.
Yeah, and we were like, picture this. Picture it's pitch dark. You've got two flashlights surrounded by brush. You look ahead, and it's just like a wall of just thorns and brush and everything. And like, there's no way there's in there. There's no way they are in there.
Yep, it was hard enough to get in there, so we just backed out. So I continued. We continued backwards, and I was like, or I said Josh again, and then I heard what again, and I heard it from the direction we went over to them, right?
Yeah, and I said we give up. I said show your flashlights. Yeah. And we started seeing them, and we're like, what? How did they move that quick?
Yeah, and then we went over there, and he said, we told him everything, and he said, I never said what, but except for one time when we moved. That was when we went north.
And the thing is, they were on the other side of the forest at this time. Like, completely other side. And so we started freaking out. Jacob almost started crying. And it was...
We decided to go back. We decided to give up and just leave.
Yeah, it was very, very edgy because we honestly, like, it was so surreal that we thought Josh had said it. We started walking towards that direction, cracking up about it, saying, yeah, we found you guys, just for there to be nothing at all.
Yeah.
It was really creepy. Like, it got our hearts going.
Yeah, we went back to his house and started discussing about it, and it was so, we got so scared over it, even just from talking about it. We were like, what the heck? Who could have said that? So that's when we devised, hey, how about I think we played another game. I can't remember, but after that, you devised another plan. Hey, let's go back. Let's try it again.
Well, let's go what happened between that. Between this time, it was probably what, 11 o'clock when we came back?
We got back.
I'd say around
about 11 or 12-ish.
And I said, you know what? I'm just going to stay outside. I'm going to look at the stars. Because, my God, it was a beautiful night. Like, when me and Josh were hidden one time, I looked up and I said, dude, I wish I had a camera this good to take a photo. It was insane.
You could see the Little Dipper and Big Dipper, like, so like, easy.
Yeah, coming back from the woods the first time, we were looking. I was like, dude, see these constellations and whatnot? It was really cool. And I said, you know, I'm just going to stand outside now, look at the stars. And I said, you guys want to talk with me? I was like, yeah. So we started talking and whatnot. And I went and I grabbed a box of pizza and we started eating and whatnot. And Alex here, shined the light to his the neighbor's house, and you tell what happened then.
I love this. So I shined the light, or we heard something over there, and I looked into the night because, you know, I can see pretty well during the night. I looked over there, I saw some light. I was like, what the heck? You went in there, grabbed two flashlights. I shined over there. It's just this black figure sitting in this brush pile. We got so curious, we were like, you know what? Let's go over there and walk towards
Josh
it.
Takes off.
Josh was leading us. He took the flashlight. He started getting up there. He was like 3 feet from it, and a dog just jumps out and starts barking at
us. Josh goes, hey. And the dog turns around, charges at Josh, and we start running.
He goes, boom! We just started sprinting away.
Let me give my perspective. So there's a fence, and we had crossed it. I had a mountain doing slice of pizza in my hand.
You just kind of threw it away.
The dog came out, right? And I said, oh shit. And I started running, and I threw my pizza at it because I thought to myself, if it picks up the scent, it's going to chase me. So I threw like half a slice of sausage pizza at the dog. It took off running with Mountain Dew in my hand. I was like, nope. Oh. It's just me, the fattest of them all, just fucking running around with Mountain Dew in a thick Coke, or a thick coat, running towards the deck going, no, no, no. Oh, it was pretty good. It was really good.
I'm not gonna lie, when we saw the figure, we thought it was something. We thought it was this thing in the woods.
Josh said, is that a bear?
Dropped, dude. And then when we went over there, it started barking. My heart just like exploded in my chest.
Man,
then I was like, "Oh, it's just a dog. Okay, whatever." And then I just, like,
yeah, you trying to reconcile down with it, you know?
No, I calmed it down. I actually got it to stop barking.
I wish we had Josh's perspective here. Like, yeah, I walked over and said, "Hey," and it turned around and I died.
It went, oh, it started chasing. It was so scary, dude. But
like, I didn't have a flashlight, so I blind, like, I almost ran into a metal fence blind, just running with pizza, sausage pizza, and a Mountain Dew.
All right, let's take a second very quick. Logan, how do you feel about this already? If you have any questions, you can ask.
Yeah, just ask.
If you weren't there.
Be very inquisitive.
Are you still fucking stressed about that?
I am, personally, on the inside. Like, what
happens
later? I haven't
thought about it, to be honest.
I haven't stopped thinking about it.
I've decided not to think about it. I can't not forget it, but I have decided just to leave it alone. Not think about it at all.
And one thing you got to realize here, me and Alex, we're not pussies. We're stern men, you know?
Right.
There's not a lot that really gets us, you know, spooked or anything. So this was really, like, it was really, really tough. Like, Josh even said at one point, that's the most nervous I've ever seen either one of you.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, that was a little bit later.
Yeah.
But here, let's go past the dog. The next thing that happened is we went back, right? We just started talking again, but then we decided to go back into the woods. I guess
What do we do between that? I know we were outside.
Well, we just, honestly, we just joked around.
No, we did the Try Not to Laugh challenge.
Yeah, and we started talking about personal stuff and all that.
Yeah, oh, I started telling stories about what happened at school.
Logan,
the Jesus popping a T-post 2,000 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I looked over at one point, Josh was saying something, and there was a post, a cross, reflecting, or that has a shadow on it, and I said, yo, it's the original T-post, and Alex died laughing. Josh was like, what's a T-post? And we both went, what? And we did a Fortnite T-post, and I said, you know, the preacher be at church be like, yeah, that's Jesus popping a T-post 2,000 years ago, kids. yeah, that was a good times. Go ahead.
I was just going to continue with it if you have something to add.
Yeah,
to
go ahead.
So after we did all that, try not to laugh, blah, 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 we devised to go into the woods again and bring the spirit box, and instead of going to, you know, that dead end, we decided to go to the hay bales and try it there next to the dead end.
The thing is, Josh had this spirit box, and this is like a high-tech thing. It's not like a cheesy, you buy it at the dollar store, yeah, you can catch ghosts. Yeah. This is like an expensive thing. Like, it's the ones they use
on, like, Ghost Adventures and crap
like that. Yeah, this is a legit, you know, piece of machinery here, you know? we were sitting in his Josh's bed, all three of us, and I'm like, we should go back out there. Like, I started talking, like, I want to know what was out there. And we got, okay, I had the machete. No, I had the knife at this point. Alex had the hatchet, and Josh had the machete. And we geared up. It was much colder at this point, so I had on, like, a hoodie, sweatpants, my thick winter coat, and my hood. And we went out there, and it was like, there was already dew on the ground, frozen. There was frost. That's what that's called, I think. Yeah, I just had an autism moment.
Oh my god.
Remember, I ain't drinking like 7 Mountain Dews at this point. I was like fat. I was like,
yeah.
So we went onto the woods, and a couple times before we got there, we had to stop because we were hearing things. And
oh, yeah, we stopped. Well, it was mainly Josh that kept stopping because he kept hearing crap.
Yeah, Josh got scared. He's like, I don't know if I want to do this, but we kept going. I said, don't think about it. It's fine. There's three men. We have weapons. Very sharp. These were very, very sharp weapons. Like, we almost cut a tree down with a machete. And so we get there, and there's an electric fence, so we had to find some way to get out. How do we get across it?
That was way later. That was later.
No, not that part. Like, the first electric fence to get to the hay bales.
No, that wasn't electric. We just stepped over that one.
That was electric because we had to get by it the first time.
No. That was past the hay bales. We just had to step over that little barbed wire.
No, that one was electric. But it doesn't matter. There was a fence. We had to get over it. Blah, blah, blah. So we get on these hay bales. I ended up falling off, jumping the one. And I can only imagine that. I don't think either one of them saw me fall off. But had they been watching me, they would have seen something that looked like a big, black, burly man jumping onto a hay bale, hitting it, bouncing off, and just casually rolling onto the ground.
Yeah, because you almost fell off and broke your fucking ankle.
Okay, let me tell you, my ankle's still hurting, like, today. I could barely walk up the stairs of church. Like, I hit the ground, I was like, oh, my ankle. And so I ended up going away with pain. So I got back on, and we walked probably, like, halfway through these hay bales to where I think me and Alex said that we heard the noise, right? Or the what? Mm-hmm. And you tell what happened from then, because you experienced a lot more at this point than I had.
That was when I started feeling really, really weird. Yeah, that was when Josh turned on his spirit box, right? He kept asking questions. He asked, is anyone there? Josh, because, you know, we called, obviously, when we were in the woods, we said Josh, so he thinks the spirit's name is Josh. So he's like, Josh, are you there? Or something like that. And when he did that, I heard a very, very faint thing in the spirit box. A very, very faint, like, whoa, but not what. It was like a whoa, like that.
And you said you heard kids screaming, didn't you?
Oh, God, yeah. It wasn't in the spirit box, though. It was outside. I just heard a little, it sounded, I guess it sounded more like a little girl screaming, but it sounded like a little kid screaming. It was really loud. I don't know how you guys hear it.
The thing that freaks me out the most is that morning, my dad had literally told me a kid had died here. And then I was putting it all together. It's like a kid died. And then Alex heard a kid screaming.
Yeah.
And it all just made way too much sense. And it gets worse. Like, it gets way worse. After Alex heard that and whatnot, the thing that got me the most is Josh has a brand new phone, basically, right? He was recording it so we could listen to it back. It would not pick up anything at all. His camera, Snapchat wouldn't work. Nothing was picking up any audio or anything. And I said, well, maybe it's because it's radio waves. And we listened back. Nothing was getting picked up. Not us, not anything at all. And we ended up hearing something in the woods. And we're like, no, we're not going back through there. And Josh was like, well, come on, I know a way around. It's going to be a longer walk.
So that's when we got the second.
Yeah, because the electric fence cuts there and then goes across. And it splits two ways. And we heard this noise, like a ticking, like a... And we walk down, we see this box, and it's like on-off electric fence. I was like, Josh, just turn it off. We can get over it. He's like, nah, I'm not going to turn it off. So I was like, well, how are we going to get over this? I said, you know what? I'm just going to crawl under. And I did. And I didn't think anything of it. So then Alex crawled over, then Josh. Josh got stuck under it somehow. I don't know what happened there. But he got stuck, and I was like, okay. And I think he had to tie his shoe or something, but I shined the light on him, and he's just covered in dust, dude. And then I look over at Alex. He's covered in dust. And I look at me, and I was like, we're retards. Did we not think about that? We're just standing there in the middle of the night, freezing cold, covered in dust. I was like, this is retarded. So we cleaned each other off, or we got cleaned off, and started walking. And Josh is like, you guys need to sheath your weapons and hide them, because if we get caught, that's illegal, you know, being on someone's land and having weapons.
And yeah, I was like, especially okay. Since we had to climb the fence right next to the person's house. Yeah,
we're getting to that.
Yeah.
We had to walk. How long do you think we walked? 5 minutes?
I know. I mean, it was a decent amount of time, but it wasn't that long. It was just down a hill and then back up a hill.
And I was feeling fine, you know. Here's the thing. I didn't believe in ghosts or spirits or anything until this point, really. I know Josh and Alex did. So I didn't think too much of it, you know. I wasn't really into all that kind of stuff. I was still a little bit freaked out. But we got there, and we looked for a gate, and we couldn't find one. So we had to climb the fence. Thank God it wasn't electric, or else my legs would have been, like, fried. Josh hopped over. And then I was like, yeah, let me go first, Alex. And I'm sure I'm the shortest out of the three. How tall are you? Like 6'2"? Alex.
I think he's having connection issues.
No. Okay, well, Alex is like 6'2".
Yeah. Sorry, I got disconnected for a second there.
Oh, well, how tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Yeah, Alex is 6'2". Josh is like 6'1". I'm 5'10". And very hefty, very hefty on the belly side. And I say, all right, well, boost me over this fence. And I tried and we failed. And then Alex finally ended up helping me get this fat man over the fence. Yeah. And then Alex came over. And we were like, okay, well, this is good. So we started walking up the road towards Josh's house. And we looked back at one point, and Josh says, this isn't good. They turned a light on. And you got to think. Across the street from the house that we had just climbed next to, there's a church with a big light on. And so we started taking off running down this road. Like, they're going to call the cops saying that someone's breaking in.
We sprinted, dude. Like, we went fast.
Yeah, like, we covered some distance really quick. I mean, we went full on Sonic into this stuff, right? Yeah. And we get there, I was like, guys, I think we should go back in case they're outside and let them know that, hey, it was us that you heard. We didn't damage anything. We just didn't want to go through the woods. And so we went back there and looked. There was no lights on. Well, there was. It was a nightlight, but that doesn't really matter. It was the church reflecting off of the house. Yeah, the metal house. So we walked back up the road, right? And we're sitting there, and we get in this driveway, and we put our weapons on the truck. We're like, all right, let's just sit here and talk about what happened. And then, Alex, you'd say what happened next, what Josh proposed and whatnot.
Oh, we got there. Okay. So, Josh was like, you know what? I've been really, really wanting to do this ghost, like, little ghost hunt thing for a while. I wanted to take my... Or, well, Josh wanted to take his...
Spirit box.
Yeah, spirit box to the cemetery, the old cemetery they had there.
Yeah.
Now,
but he wanted to do it at the cemetery. He wanted to do it at dark, and he didn't want to do it alone, so.
Yeah. Continue. At the cemetery over here, there's a burnt down house that had been there for a long while.
Like 5 or 6 years, that's what he said?
Yeah.
And someone had died in it, apparently, too.
Well, he doesn't know for sure, but he thinks the mom died.
The thing is, the people's house that burned down, we know the kid, or at least I do. The Lethkos, Logan, ring your bell?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, him.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. All right, keep talking, Alex.
So we were like, you know what? I was hesitant. I was very hesitant.
I was hesitant at first.
I was already shaken up by this whole woods thing. I was like, you know, I don't really want to, but, you know.
Josh wanted to, and he's like, we're not going to do it if both of you don't agree to it. And I was like, I'm fine with it. Because, you know, I didn't really believe in this stuff, and... didn't faze me until we got down there, and then some really weird stuff started happening. Anything else you want to add to that before we get into this whole mess?
I think at this time was when my stomach started getting really, really, really queasy,
I guess. Like a dread feeling?
Yeah.
Mine hadn't yet. I was fine. Besides the constant wheezing because I have asthma and running. I was fine. So we agreed. I was like, yeah, let's get the weapons this time. Let's go. So we geared up. I said, you know, I went to machete. I was like, you know what? No. Alex is the one that feels the most uncomfortable right now. So I gave him the machete. I was like, yeah. Big man. And grab
your gear, let's go.
Yeah, grab your gear, let's go. And I took a little knife and Josh had a hatchet. And so we started walking down the road. And I was scared. We were all three scared. I said, you know, let's hold hands. No homo here. And so we did it for a while. And then, like, halfway down the road, I said, you know, this is gay. Let's stop.
Especially since we were right next to a church. We were like, yeah, let's just gay. Not do this.
But then we got to the church, right? And, okay, red scares me at night. Like, the color red. Because it makes me think of blood and, like, Satan. Red especially on church doors. Thank God this church didn't have that. Because it makes me think, like, yeah, you go in there, Satan's going to kill you in church. And so we get down there, and there's a message on the sign that kind of inspired me at the time, because I'm a religious guy myself. I may not act like it on videos and whatnot, but I am. And it said, trust in God and have courage. Do not be afraid. At this point, we were all three afraid, and it was for a reason, because some guy, I'm not going to say his name, but a guy's in the hospital for very bad reasons and whatnot. And I was like, yeah, that's courage. That gives me courage. And so we start walking down, like, the road curves, but then there's a gravel road, like a gravel path, that goes off. And we start walking down it, and at this point, I was feeling like, I don't know if I want to do this. And we got about halfway, and I was like, nah, we can't turn around here. We got to at least go down to it. And we get there, and I turn my flashlight down this road. Two deer run across, and Alex is like, dude, you freaked me out. Yeah, and so we get down there, and, like, you tell the rest, because I didn't really pay attention this whole time. I was just kind of cursing.
Well, when we were walking down, we had saw that
set the scene up as well. Mentioned. Set the scene.
Well, like, it was very, very dark. It was extremely dark. It was this big, long gravel path that just led down and went across to the road again, but, you know, have the cemetery down at the bottom, and then that cabin that I'd mentioned, that was so scary. I couldn't even look at it.
That's and apparently it Josh said he'd been there before during the day, and there were dolls in it, and I was like, no, we see a doll, I'm running. I was not having it.
If I'm not about to have Annabelle choke my ass.
Yeah, Alex was like, yeah, I'm not going to have Annabelle choke me. I was like, that's content right there.
Yeah, but we went down there. There was, you know, just a bunch of graves. He pulled out his spirit box and started asking questions.
The thing that got me hesitant was the rocks. And I have an experience with it's kind of off topic, but with watching horror movies in graveyards. And every time the scene was in a graveyard, there was someone out there. That's why I said, no, I'm not going in the graveyard. I think Josh wanted to, but we all ended up, like, not. We stayed on the gravel road. And we stopped next to a grave, and you guys heard that, right?
Yeah, we went up there, and Josh was like, you know, we have to at least get near a grave and let me at least ask a few questions. So I was like, okay, yeah. And I never been the person to sit down and, like, personally pray to God, honestly, to be honest.
Same here.
But this time I was like, you know what, I have to, there's no way, I have too much dread in my body, I've got to ask for some kind of protection.
I think at this point I started holding your hand as well, because I was petrified. Yeah. Hey, shut up, faggot.
But, and, you know, Josh asked a few questions. He was asking, you know, who are you?
Yeah,
blah, what is this? I asked, how old are you, just to get an idea of who we were, you know, standing there. But, you know, nothing really came through. I heard a bunch of numbers, though. I think those were where it was cycling through, because I heard like 5, 6, or 5, 4, 5, and then 7, 6, 8, or something like that. You know, a bunch of different numbers. But we had given up. Okay, we were like, you know what? Let's just leave. There's no point. We haven't got anything. But that's when everything started getting really weird.
At this point, you know, Josh was there. And, you know, I thought he was fine. He seemed fine. And I looked down, and this, I don't know, this just kind of, like, made me feel weird. where we were standing was next to a grave. Like, it was on a kind of like a pile, and there was rocks that lined the edge of it. And there was a big hole in the rocks. Like,
it was like the rocks floating.
Yeah. And what clicked in my head was a kid died. There's a coffin outside, and there's a hole in these rocks underneath the grave. And, like, something, it's just, I know that didn't happen, but, like, my head just, like, blew up, and I started feeling so bad. Like, I got so much dread and so much fear inside of me. I said, guys, something's not right. Something's not right at all. And so we started walking back up, and we got to the end of the gravel, back on the road, walked, and I said, guys, something is really wrong. I don't feel good at all. And this had just kicked in. You know, I don't believe in spirits and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
me and you had started getting really bad feelings of dread, dude. Like, and really bad.
Like, 30 seconds after we'd hit the road, Josh had turned the spirit box completely off. And it goes off.
It just makes a loud like that. It was that short. It was just a
But we all heard it and stopped.
Out of all of us, dude.
And we stood there and we were like, something's not right. So we started, like, jogging kind of and running up to it. Or running up the road, and I was like, guys, something's not right. I don't feel good at all. I said, I'm going to throw up, and we kept going. And I just kept vomiting, but nothing was coming out. And it, like, it would not stop. And then eventually it just came out, like, all of it. Like, I could not do anything about it. Something was, like, not right at all. Like, I was terrified. Like, I was legit terrified. Like, what did we do? And we kept going, and we got back to the house. And we all sat down. We started, you keep talking here. You go. You take over.
You had thrown up a little horn, so we went back to the house. Oh, God. I was so ill. I was sitting there. We had, you know, settled down, sat down, talked about it. We just mentioned pretty much everything that we talked about now. But I laid down, Will laid down. Me and you were both, like, completely out. But, dude, I could not. I felt like I was going to throw up. I was really hot. I just couldn't do anything. I was sitting there dying, pretty much.
The thing is, the feeling kept with me that we were being watched. And something
I remember you saying you had a bunch of nightmares. I didn't. For some reason, I just never had any nightmares that night.
I don't remember them. I remember being scared. I woke up at 5, woke up at 6, 7, and 8, and then I woke up at 9 when they woke me up. Something that scared me that I didn't tell you guys about was where me and you were sitting, Alex. If you looked above the door at the front of the house, it said, and they lived happily ever after. And I don't know why. Those words just, like, made me, like, scared. And another thing that was weird was there was a jar on top of this shelf that had a pentagram on it and a 6 in the middle of it. So I was like, I was freaking out in my head. I was like, no, this is bad. This is really bad. You have to talk to somebody about this. And what was going through your mind at this point, Alex, when we got back to the house?
I was still just out of it. I just wanted to go to sleep and forget about it. To be honest.
Yeah, and Alex was so paranoid that we had to shut the door behind him because he was like, there's someone out there.
The door behind me gave me so many weird feelings. I was like, hey, Josh, you need to shut this door, dude. I can't.
I don't understand how Josh.
It was black. It was just so eerie. Yeah.
And at this point, we were both sitting there and I started talking. I was like, dude, this is something's wrong, man. Something just does not seem right here. I still had the feeling of, like, dread and, like, fear. Alex at one point said that he thought that something was inside of me, that, like, we were getting too far away from the
grave. Yeah, when
he
threw up, I thought of a, I guess, well, I don't know what the word to use here, but I thought of, you know, maybe something inside of him that had to escape and go back to the graveyard, because, I mean, we just came from a graveyard. Where the spirit would be.
And I'll tell you one thing that it may sound like I'm just adding this for, like, you know, details to make the story sound better, but no. While I was throwing up, the only word that ran through my head was a demon. Like, demon. The word demon kept repeating in my head. That's it's oh man. That yeah. was it was stressful. Even talking about it now is kind of like stressful to me. I kind of feel like really weird being in a room by myself with two windows. It's kind of dark. I'm scared. So what do you think, Logan? Got any questions so far?
Oh, wait. Something I might add. The next day, I don't know if you looked at me, Will, but the next day, my eyes were so bloodshot red. I was.
Are you
I
kidding was... me?
No, what?
Dude, no. I took this photo at Josh's house. Hold on, I'm sending it to the group chat. No.
To Snapchat. I'm busy in someone else's account right now.
No, Logan or Alex, look at that. Those were my eyes the morning. Do you see the red?
Where's that?
Snapchat.
Oh, on Snapchat?
I took a photo of my eyes because they were red. I was like, no, that's God, weird.
My eyes were pitch bloodshot. But they were bloodshot completely out of that day I felt so sick. That was the day that I went on to Logan's video, which I still haven't finished, by the way. I need to. But I went on there and just finished all the basics and passed out for the rest of the day.
No, but my eyes were red that morning as well, because I took a photo of it while I was in the bathroom.
So you can work on my video while you were talking, you know?
And, while this was going on, I was really kind of messed up, like, mentally. I didn't know how to think about it, because, like, I didn't really believe in that stuff until that moment.
I think that's the scariest experience I've had in my life.
Same here.
I would say, to be honest. I might have had scarier that I just forgot about, but that right there, you know.
Because it was all so surreal. The what that we heard was so... Like, it fooled us to the point we actually went towards it to try to get Josh.
And then, you know, we got so paranoid, especially having been paranoid before that, that we were like, you know what, this seems a little fishy. You know, because it was a dead end. There was no way they could have gone in there without, you know, making loud.
Or gone past us.
Yeah. It was. I'm glad that we turned back. We probably would have gotten eaten by some dark fucking spirit.
Yeah, some kid or something. Tell them about the cat that happened. The cat.
The.
With your feet. Well, we were like after we got back and we were laying there about to go to bed. He kept jumping on us.
Oh,
it's a fucking retarded
that
cat.
That cat was very jumpy. If you barely just moved your toe, that shit would jump all over your pussy. I mean, wait. Scan. Jesus Christ! I forgot my pager was on scan.
Oh, like.
Edit my video.
It was freaking. It was weird. It was a really, really weird night.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say. You guys got anything you want to add?
No, I'm busy.
That's pretty much the story. I mean, I kind of honestly, I'm getting to the point now that I might honestly ask Josh if we can go back just for that. Just to...
Back to the graveyard?
Well, both the graveyard and that part of the woods.
I want to go back. I want to see whose name's on the graveyard.
I want to go back.
That, yeah, the gravestone.
Yeah,
God, your eyes look just like mine. Except mine were a tiny bit more red, to be honest. But, God. That, the day after that, I was, I could not. That day, I think, I came from
cancer.
Pretty much.
But yeah, that's all I have.
Any questions, Logan?
Story. Yeah, any questions? Anything you want us to recover?
I've got nothing.
So what's your opinion on the story?
I think y'all are crazy.
Like, honest, like probably. honesty.
Honesty, seems a bit, like you guys were on, like, some fucking I'm really tired trip.
No, I don't think
that. It seems fishy, but that's, you know, you weren't, and I mean.
Yeah, you weren't there to experience
you
it,
weren't there,
okay.
But, you know.
It happened, it, like. It does sound fishy, but... Like,
it don't seem surreal.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying
it seems surreal. But, you know, it happens. We can only really tell about it. We don't have any
evidence
other
than... I'm not saying it didn't happen, though.
Yeah. But.
So. But yeah, that's all I have to add. You guys ready to end this in this rodeo?
Yeah.
Is that all?
That's it.
Yeah, I guess that was the story. That was the story of Josh's birthday party house thingy.
Yeah, that's this is the first official podcast for.
Is there anything you left out?
Is there anything we left out? I'm trying to think.
Well, I know that day in itself was really, because that day was very tiring in school and everything. It was a very weird day, I will say that.
Yeah, but I don't think it was enough to make us hallucinate that stuff.
No. I believe in all that. I believe that all that stuff actually happened. But that's just, you know, me. It seems fabricated, but it wasn't. I'm telling it the way it was. It, you know, you can believe it or not, but yeah. Now if we had proof, if we, you know, but I didn't have my phone at the time; it was charging.
And again, like I said, Josh's phone wouldn't pick up anything, any audio.
Yeah, I think Josh was the only one with his phone because yours was in his room and mine was charging in his room. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all.
If we only had our phones, dude.
That's all we have, guys, for this story. I'm Jiren.
I'm the queer Alex.
That's Logan's role.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm not the queer. I forgot. Shit, I'm the retard. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first official episode of the Boys Cast, the official podcast of the three retards in the circus.
The boys.
So yeah, the boys. All right, we'll see you guys next episode. Goodbye.